The national average shows women earn 77% of men's salaries. That rate is slightly higher in Illinois. In the state last year, the median salary for a man was $51,000 and a woman's was $40,000. Alicia Guzman-Riley with Western Illinois' Women's Center and Gina Meyer, a student with the Feminist Action Alliance, are coordinating activities to commemorate Equal Pay Day on campus. It's an issue, they say, that is frequently greeted with surprise.
I think that when people hear that, they are surprised because I think we have this idea that for the most part, things are equal amongst people.
Well, it's sort of interesting because the pay gap definitely narrowed, you know, like in the 70s and moving forward, the pay gap was narrowing and narrowing and narrowing, and then it started to slow down. Part of the reason is that people aren't informed about it. They think, okay, you know, we're closer at equality, and really we're not, and you know, there are more measures that need to be taken.
You know, when you think of wage gap, you sort of automatically go to women having babies and being at home and that mommy wage gap that happens. But they've really found that statistically, it just starts from the very first year out of college. It just starts from the get-go.
You know, there's no explanation for that. People like to say, oh, it's because women choose different professions and stuff. But the gap, yeah, you're right. It exists from the moment you enter the workforce. And there's no way to explain that. For people with similar qualifications and education, the wage gap exists for women who don't have children and raise families. The wage gap exists, you know, the second a woman gets out of college. You know, it's not an issue of families. People like to paint it that way and say, you know, oh, well, it's just life choices. But it's not, because you can make all the right choices and still, you know, have the consequences of the wage gap because you're a woman.
According to the American Association of University Women, a woman graduating from the same university with the same major taking a full-time job in the same occupation as a male classmate will earn 7% less than he does the first year out of college. While the pay gap does span across all professions, it can be more prevalent in women-dominated occupations.
And you also have to look at what type of fields women are still being funneled to. Because at some point you have to take a step back and say, okay, well, these things are clearly valued different, which would explain why one is paid more and another is not. Okay, well, women tend to be teachers, caretakers, things like that. And so you also have to look at, we just value those professions less.
And then no one questions, well, why don't we pay teachers well? Why don't, you know, nurses make very much money? Well, they're female-dominated professions. It's not like they're unimportant. We need teachers and nurses, but we just don't value them because it's a female-dominated profession.
This isn't exclusive to female-dominated professions.
No,
we see this across the board.
Yeah, it happens in all professions. It's just, you know, that's like a really good example you can look at and go, wow. But it happens everywhere, at every level of education. Women with an associate's degree still, on average, make less than men with a high school diploma. Mm. And even in professions that are female-dominated, men still make more than women.
Mm-hmm. For example, male nurses still tend to make more than female nurses.
And as the gender ratios in professions change, so does pay. So secretary used to be a more prestigious job than it is now when it was a male-dominated field. But as women began to dominate that field, wages went down.
They're talking about in Congress now legislation that would make it transparent what people in a company are making across the board. You know, women know that they're being paid less, but they don't know how much, so it's difficult to start that conversation and to be able to have it on paper and say, hey, look, Joe down the hall and I have the same job and he's making this much more than me would be a good starter for that conversation about raises.
It's definitely a really important step. They've looked at the differences between government salaries and like private sector salaries and found that government salaries, where rules like that are more transparent, where people are allowed to talk about their salaries frequently and without, you know, consequences, the salaries tend to be more equitable between the genders. It's a really important step to help people just talk about the issue and shed light on it, and so that people aren't afraid to come forward when they see discrepancies.
Sure. We've seen several reports, though, that have noted that the disparity between men and women of color is even more significant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Women in general tend to make less than men in general, but also when you break that down by race, definitely African American women are paid less than African American men. They also obviously are paid less than white men.
And white women.
Exactly. So it's not just a gender issue. Nothing ever really is just a gender issue because we all have multiple identities that make part of us. It's a race and gender issue as well.
Mm. So tell me about some of the events going on in recognition of Equal Pay Day.
Monday and Tuesday in the University Union, we have from 11 to 2 the Equal Pay Day Carnival Wheel. And so it's this wheel, you know, like Wheel of Fortune kind of, and you spin it, and it gives you a race and a gender. So you can be Latina, you can be a black male, a white woman, and it tells you how much you will be paid compared to the dollar that a white man makes. So for white women, it's around 70 cents. For Latinas, it's down in the 50 cent range. As an awareness-raising thing, you know, we want people to come up and we want them to spin this wheel and see what they get. And we have some candy to kind of lure them in and be like, here's the candy you get. But the amount of candy you get is going to be determined by how much you would be paid based on that race and gender. So if we're trying to point out those discrepancies to people.
WIU will also be hosting a panel discussion on the wage gap featuring Western faculty from noon to 1 tomorrow in the Multicultural Center. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.